For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Kiki Radke, the junior associate captain from this BSU Beaver squad. And guys hit the road and played Mercyhurst Friday night. First of all, they came out flying on all cylinders. How crazy was that first period for your team?
It was hard. We knew that they were either going to come out really fast because they hadn't played in over a week and a half, or they're going to come out slow, and we had to be ready for both of them, and we just weren't prepared mentally, and they came out jumping, and we just had to try and stick with them for the first period, and that kind of set us back, because usually first periods we can come out and dominate a little bit, and that kind of put us back today. So
what changes or adjustments did you make going into the second?
I think we just changed our mindset, I think. We were talking about the locker room, how bench saved us, and we need to start helping her out. That's not how we play, and we need to get back to our game, play a simpler game, and it seemed to work a little bit. So
your team outshot them 30-26. Guys haven't been able to score much. You've had games where you've scored and then other games where you've been shut out. What's going on?
Honestly, I'm not really sure, because the chances have always been there. We're getting good chances, we're getting good shots on net, and I just think like the bearing down and putting it in the back of the net is just our biggest struggle right now, and we seem to find some consistency with it.
I know your line had 4 shots on goal tonight, you alongside Jack Casa and Lindsay Featherstone. You guys are flying up and down the ice, great speed. You had a really close look. Walk us through that one. It looked like it should have been a goal, and I know I talked to Coach in the post game. It's just one of those things.
Yeah, I honestly don't even know how it stayed out. We had a lot of chances. I feel like our line kind of changed the dynamic of the game. We knew that if we went out there and worked hard, hopefully it would rub off on some other people, and I think that worked, and we got chances. We got rushes, and I'm hoping tomorrow we can probably just put one in the back of the net.
Their goalie played pretty well, too. I know Lauren Bench had a great game as well, but what is it going to take to get something past McDonald?
She's a good goalie, and she's the wrong hand, too, and she's quick. She's a smaller goalie, but she's very athletic, and she's making good saves. She's got to put pucks in her pads and bear down at the net and bury rebound. They're not going to be super pretty, but we just need to put one in the back.
Special teams, your penalty kill, 19 consecutive stops, 3-for-3 against a tough Mercyhurst team, but your power play hasn't been able to get anything. Obviously, it's good to get those penalty kills, but what do you guys need to do on the power play?
I just think we need to move the puck a little bit quicker. We need to play with some urgency and know that when we're on the ice on the power play, our goal is to score. And I think we just need to change that mindset a little bit and put pucks on net and be more of like a team when it comes to that.
Face-offs. That was another thing your team was hoping to do better. That first period, I know you guys are being dominated on the face-off dot. You're a center. You actually won 6 out of the 11 face-offs that you had. What does your team need to do better on those face-offs?
I think we need to be quicker. Obviously, as a center, it's hard, and a lot of times you're not going to win them clean. And we talk about all the time how wings and D need to help out. It's not just a center that wins a face-off. It's everyone on the ice that wins a face-off. So I think just being on our toes and jumping at every face-off is going to be key to win them.
Well, those face-offs are so important. Doesn't matter if you're in the offensive zone or defensive zone, is it?
I know. It's like it's hard when, especially times that we won face-offs and then they had possession of it. So it's hard when you don't want them starting with the puck every time you have a face-off. Otherwise, you're playing defense and you're trying to get the puck back, and it's not fun.
What's it going to take to win?
I just think we got to stick to our game, get back to it. Like we played last weekend, play hard, play fast, and move the puck, and I think we can have success.
Couple of fun questions. Okay, the whole team's been talking about Erie, Pennsylvania, Evil Genius. Are you watching it?
I watched it yesterday on our way down to the cities, and it was really good.
How crazy is it that your team is all like, okay, got to see the landmarks and check this all out?
It's kind of fun. It's kind of like our way of bonding with each other right now, and it's been fun. It's been entertaining, to say the least, but it's kind of cool to be here and see the area, but a little weird.
Little weird. You're close to Christmas break. What kind of traditions does your family have over the holidays?
Honestly, we don't really have too much. We always go to my grandma and grandpa's. We go to Christmas Eve church, and then Christmas morning we go to my grandma and grandpa's with my cousins and have breakfast, and then probably go to Andy's grandparents' side of the family and hang out with them too. So not a whole lot, pretty low-key, but it's relaxing.
Kiki, good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.